How's this for a job description? Full-time teacher, seasonal, pundit. That's Eric Kleinenberg, the NYU sociology professor who published a book 4 years ago about the Chicago heat wave of 1995 that left hundreds of that city's residents dead. Since then, whenever the mercury tops 90 or so, he becomes the talking head on heat. Last summer, we were among the news outlets that called on Kleinenberg, and this year, he's making the rounds again, with appearances on the networks, in major metropolitan dailies, and on National Public Radio 3 times. Make that 4.
Summer is downtime for most academics, and for me, it's the busiest time of year. I would say that every July, I get a couple phone calls per week from reporters doing heatwave stories, but if the heatwave hits California, Chicago, or New York, then it spikes, and I'll wind up doing several per day.
What exactly are reporters asking you?
Actually, they asked the same questions that they asked originally 4 years ago when my book came out. One of the first things that happens is a reporter calls and says they want to do a heat story, and I say, you realize that what's happening this summer is not novel, and that, in fact, heat waves have killed more Americans than all the other natural disasters combined for some time now. And I think they'll say, yes, of course we know that, but they're almost always startled by that news. Then they'll ask particular questions about who's at risk, what cities can do to improve their heat emergency response. So it's not that the questions aren't substantive. It's more that the questions are the same.
Why don't you say, you know what? Enough already. I've had it. I'm sick of saying the same thing over and over and over. Read the clips.
Maybe I should next time a reporter calls. But actually, I think that one virtue of the Heatwave Research Project is it wound up generating findings that truly can be implemented into local or national programs and save lives. And so, although it can be pretty frustrating to answer the same question summer after summer, if there is some possibility that there are public benefits, that's a pretty exceptional thing when you spend most of your time in the ivory tower.
Now, I guess in a perfect world, one of these stories would stimulate policymakers to start to construct public policy solutions. Is there any evidence that this journalism is triggering any such behavior?
Well, I would have said no last week, but we're talking now with me in a studio in Sacramento, California, and just minutes ago, I ended testimony for this California State Senate, where they are holding day-long hearings on heat waves and how the state can be more responsible at preventing damage next time around. This, and all the time I've spent doing research on heat waves, is the first time that I've heard about a major political body holding hearings and really pushing hard to do something better.
Do you have any reason to think that the publicity, as repetitive as it's been, may have been behind your appearance there at the California State Capitol?
Well, I'm certain of that because I got a call from a staff member who told me that a state senator had read some quotes from mine in some newspapers in California. I did interviews with the LA Times and the Sacramento Bee. I guess that's funny. It's not so much the book that got me the invitation to the public policy debate. It's the short interview I did with a newspaper reporter. I still haven't received that invitation to come speak to the city council in Chicago, and I doubt Mayor Daley's going to have me over for tea anytime soon. But it would be nice to make a difference there, too.
Come this fall, when you walk down the halls of the sociology department at NYU, do you think the other professors are going to make faces and say, you know, there goes the media darling?
Oh, I've certainly gotten my fair share of that. It's not just at NYU, but in other places I go. I mean, it's a funny way to become the hot sociologist. Now maybe the challenge for me is to find a way to be relevant during other seasons of the year. So perhaps deep freeze is in order.
All right. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Good talking to you.
Eric Kleinenberg is a sociology professor at New York University and much quoted author of Heatwave, A Social Autopsy of Disaster in Chicago.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.